Dutch MP proposes end to online gambling in the Netherlands. Dutch MP Anne Kuik, a member of the CDA party in the country, has announced to Parliament that she is to introduce a bill to the legislature that proposes an end to online gambling in the region. Kuik highlighted that the statistics from the region's gaming regulators show that around 20% of all accounts with gaming operators in the Netherlands belong to young adults. She feels this is not a good situation and that online gambling should be banned. The CDA party, of which Kuik is a member, has consistently opposed the legalization of online gambling in the Netherlands and has always cited the risk of gambling addiction in the young adult population. It also says since the introduction of online betting, the government has not placed the care and protection of players at the heart of its legislation. The income from online gambling in the jurisdiction was over €1.1 billion in 2022 to the gaming operators, and Kuik believes the Dutch government is placing profits ahead of protecting vulnerable players in the country. Quote, "As a result of the law, gambling has been normalized, and young people have been driven into a world of addiction. We have to suppress that now. 21% of those accounts belong to young adults, meaning young people who are getting themselves into debt. These gambling companies are thus making profits at the expense of people with gambling problems." Anne Kuik, Dutch Member of Parliament. Online gambling has surged in recent years. Following the Remote Gambling Act of 2021, online gambling became legal in the Netherlands jurisdiction. The Dutch Gaming Authority has figures that show since the introduction of legal online gambling, there has been a steady rise in the number of people who gamble. It is estimated that 1 in 20 residents in the Netherlands enjoyed a wager on a licensed gambling site in the region. The issue is that while the majority of gamblers in the country enjoy a wager, it does mean that the number of vulnerable gamblers who are at risk from problem gambling and related harms has also increased.